This is Tony Gorman. I'm speaking with the Wrangell Drama, Debate, and Forensics team. And with me is the coach, Mike Simons, and he brought a few of the team members along. How you doing, Mike?
I'm very well. Thanks for having us in today, Tony. Okay.
And talk about the season and what's in store for everybody.
Well, actually, we've been practicing for the last 3.5 weeks, getting ready for a tournament that we have in Haines coming up October 16th and 17th. So we're about 2 weeks out from our first tournament. And again, we've been working hard and hope to be very competitive when we get there.
Before we get more into the season and other stuff, I guess we should introduce the team members that are here.
Hey, I'm William Helgeson. I'm a sophomore, and I'm doing two pieces, one in dramatic interpretation and a duo.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Schultz. I'm a sophomore, and I'm doing a duo and possibly a humorous interp or dramatic interp.
Hi, I'm Amanda Briscar. I'm a sophomore, and I will be performing one piece in the duet acting category, and I will also be doing a dramatic interpretation.
Hi, I'm Haley Mathis. I will be doing a duet and a pantomime.
Hi, I'm Annie Prusanka. I am a sophomore, and I'll be doing a humorous interp and a dramatic interp.
Hi, my name is Victoria Ingram, and I am a freshman. This is my first year in DDF, and so far I'm enjoying it. And my two pieces that I'm doing is going to be in dramatic interp and humorous interp.
All right, then, now that we got introductions out of the way, Mike, talk about last season and its success. You placed first in two competitions in the Southeast.
Well, again, I'll say, like, last year we started off with 11 students initially, and we went to Juneau. And at the first tournament, we had 7 out of the 11 students make it to the final round, which was quite an accomplishment. But we had some attrition to the team due to some loss. Some of the girls ended up going to cheerleading, and there were a few other things that happened. And so ultimately, we ended up the season with Sydney Reed and Annie Prusanka competing in the last tournaments. And again, Sydney took first place in pantomime in Ketchikan and in Haines. And both of the girls performed very well at the state tournament, which was held in Sitka. And actually, you could ask Annie how her state performance went.
Okay, then, Annie. Yeah, how was state, and tell us about your experience.
State was very amazing. A lot of people came this year. This was my first year at state, but it was still a lot of people. The competition was very intense. My solo acting piece, which had to do with a roller coaster and a lot of screaming, went really well. I got 8th place in the whole entire section, so I thought it was really, really cool.
Now, you barely missed a cut at state, but you received one vote for the Spirit Award. You want to talk about that, Mike?
Again, Tony, thanks for bringing that up. At the state tournament, the coaches all get together at one point, and they vote for Coach of the Year, which would be an honor and hopefully bestowed onto the right coach who is perform the best with their team. Another award is voted on Spirit Award, which team performed the most spirit at the tournament. Well, Sitka won. They hosted the tournament, and actually they were very hospitable, and they were a perfect choice for the Spirit Award. But one of the coaches from Haines approached me afterwards and told me that she had voted for Wrangell, and due to the fact that we had showed up to all the tournaments, even though we were a small team, we competed at a very high level, and she really thought that Wrangell was a great example for a team that should win the Spirit Award. So we got at least one vote, and that was really cool.
Now let's get into this season. Where will you guys be going in terms of competitions?
Well, again, our first tournament, which is going to be in Haines, is October 16th and 17th. And November 13th and 14th, we'll be going to Sitka. January 8th and 9th, we'll be in Ketchikan. February 12th and 13th, there's a tournament in Juneau. And March 4th through the 6th, the state tournament, it will be held in West Anchorage.
Okay. And considering last year, you finished with 2, and now you have 8. So What brought you out to this year's team?
I say that last year I was on the team, and I unfortunately chose cheerleading over DDF, and I realized that that was one of the worst decisions I could have made because I love DDF, and it's one of my favorite things to do.
Well, last year, like, after all my friends came back that were in DDF from the first DDF trip, they were all like, it's so much fun, it's so exhilarating when you go up there and you're, like, performing. And so I was like, because I was had an intention before that the team even, like, got it. In eighth grade, I had an intention that I was going to be on the team, but then I decided to be a cheerleader. So this year I went into it differently. I was like, okay, I'm just going to try it out, see if I like it. It's okay if I don't. And so I went in there, I tried it out, and turns out that I really like it.
The reason I decided to join DDF this year was because about two or three years ago, when I was in seventh grade, there was this play, Our Town, that we were going to do, and I really wanted to join it. And I did that, and even though it wasn't shown to Wrangell, I really liked it and how it was going, so I decided to do it this year, ninth grade. I also did it because of Haley Reed's suggesting throughout those two or three years.
I was on the team last year, and I decided that I had a couple other things on my plate, so I was just going to retry it this year. And I actually did go to the first meet last year. It was a lot of fun just to go and meet a lot of new people that have some of the same interests as you and to, like, perform in front of people and stuff. And it's just a lot of fun because, you know, it's not as competitive as just, like, a regular sport because it's more, like, mental and you don't really have to, you know, it's not a competition of who's, like, physically the fittest or something. It's more of an intellectual sport, so I really like it.
I joined again this year because I really enjoyed the first two tournaments last year, and I had to quit because I couldn't keep up with DDF and school that year. But this year I'm planning on sticking with it all the way through because I just love doing it.
What will it take for DDF to become more popular within Wrangell?
Well, you know, again, a lot of it has to do with the exposure, and maybe, you know, maybe I need to promote it better, and maybe a lot of kids don't really understand what DDF means, you know. They know debate, drama, forensics, and they go, well, what is that? Debate seems pretty, you know, open. Debate would be where two different teams try to argue a situation. The drama and the forensics part is a speech competition, as is the drama, where these students can really express themselves in many different categories that are available. As far as, they said, dramatic interp or humorous interp, but there's solo acting and there's duo acting and there's duet interpretation and there's extemporaneous, where you pick some different subjects, you take one and you write a speech on it. There's oratory, which is persuasive speeching, and there's expository, which is informational type speeching, which is you write your own speech on something that you want to inform your audience on. There's lots of different categories which students can participate in. And throughout the season, you know, they might stay in some of these same categories the entire year. Some of them are going to flip-flop and change and experiment and go into some different categories. I guess what's going to help expand our team is the fact that as Wrangell continues to improve and be competitive and do well in Southeast, it might inspire some of the other students in the school that are seeing their peers here doing quite well to maybe want to join. And the other, I guess, would say, Tony, is that, you know, we're hoping to host a tournament next year. We tried to lobby for a tournament this year, and it just didn't happen. But I can feel that we have some real wheels in place that next year Wrangell will be able to host a tournament, which is exciting at a number of levels. One is that we're going to need the people in the community to come and participate as judges and help judge the competitions, and then we can invite community members to come and visit and be entertained by all this great talent that is in Southeast Alaska, not just the Wrangell students, but there's some obviously wonderful talent that can be seen by these other schools. And again, and hopefully the fact that we're hosting next year will also attract other students to want to participate, knowing they can participate here at home and in front of their friends and family.
Is there anything else you like to say or any you guys would like to say about DDF and the upcoming season?
Well, I mentioned this before, but I wanted to say that when you do perform, when you get up on stage, when you're just in a room with about three judges and a timer, it's very, very, well, let me just say that it gives you the all-time high. It makes you feel amazing right afterwards. When you see people laugh out loud at your humorous interp, or if you see someone truly crying, or they're truly amazed at something very dramatic that you just did, it's just an amazing feeling, and it's very addictive. You want more. You never want to stop getting it.
I just want to say thank you to the community for supporting us and everything that we do, and I want to thank our parents, obviously, and Mike. He's an amazing coach, and I don't think we could have gone this far without him.
No, again, Tony, thanks for inviting us in, and we will hopefully, and we will be planning a dinner, a fundraiser event at some point here after this tournament in Haines, and we'll let the community know about it more, but it'll be an opportunity for a dinner and like a dinner theater. We're going to have an opportunity for us to showcase our pieces here in town sometime probably in November.